Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting sixth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Leo Gomez. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ben McDonald. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knoblauch takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Knoblauch. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes McLemore. The throw from Harper and he is safe. McLemore steals second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Sam Horn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Horn hits a line drive beyond second. Knoblauch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. McLemore scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harbeck moves to second. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles hits a line drive for a single. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orsilak hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck catches it and steps on first to double up Hoyles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground for a single. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive for a single. Gomez moves to third. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Anderson. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken is walked intentionally. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Horn hits a line drive for a single. Gomez scores. Anderson moves to third. Ripken moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson scores. Ripken moves to third. Horn moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Orioles. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up towards third. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Orsilak is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsilak hits a pop-up towards third. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Orioles. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ripken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsilak. Hill reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. Hoyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gagne out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mack for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Glenn Davis pinch hits for Sam Horn. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux strikes out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Milligan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milligan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Orsolac is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsolac hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch catches it and throws to first to double up Hoyles. 2 outs. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Orioles. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gagne. Anderson moves to second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McLemore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Munoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Munoz hits a fly ball into right field. Orsolac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Donnie Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Orsolac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Devereaux is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Orioles. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Puckett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Kipper now pitching. Randy Milligan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Milligan is 0-for-3 in the game. Milligan takes first base on ball 4. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Orsolac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsolac is 0-for-3 in the game. Orsolac is hit by the pitch. Milligan moves to second. Leo Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez strikes out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it and throws to second for the out. Milligan moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin strikes out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 0-for-3 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.